We're going to start this morning, though, with the details which were revealed in a High Court application yesterday taken by former Kerry District Court Judge James O'Connor to have a claim of sexual assault struck out before it gets underway. A woman, and details were revealed as part of that application by Judge James O'Connor. A woman has claimed in the High Court proceedings that she was sexually assaulted by the then sitting judge at the launch of the autobiography of Kerry star Colm Gooch Cooper. The allegation, which relates to an event at a hotel in Killarney 9 years ago, has been vehemently denied by James O'Connor, a now retired district court judge who was based in County Kerry. Details of the case filed in 2023 became public yesterday during that application for Mr. O'Connor to have the lawsuit stayed or struck out. Shortly before coming in air this morning, I spoke to the Irish Times legal affairs editor who was in court for these proceedings, Shade Phelan, and I first of all asked him to take me through the details of what happened and what was revealed yesterday.
Yeah, so Jerry, this is actually a case that was filed in 2023, but I suppose the details of it only became public yesterday because of an application made to the court by the former judge James O'Connor. He's trying to have the proceedings against him either stayed or struck out. He claims that there's been procedural frailties in how the case has been progressed. But essentially, the case involves a lady from Tralee, Jill St. John Harrington. She's a 49-year-old road safety trainer, and she's seeking damages against the former judge for assault, sexual assault, trespass to the person, and personal injuries. And this all arises out of events she alleged occurred at the launch of the autobiography of Colm Gooch Cooper in Glen Eagle Hotel in 2017. So, according to the filings that were opened before the court, the incident is alleged to have taken place. There was alleged to have been two incidents, I suppose, at this book launch in which this lady claims the judge sexually assaulted her. The first of these would have been while people were milling around during a kind of an interval after the book signing. There was kind of an interval between the book signing and a panel discussion or interview of Gooch. And she claims that the judge put his hands on her in a certain fashion that amounted to sexual assault. And she claims she was quite distressed by all of this. And that later, when the event was over, she found herself on her own. Her companions, who she was with, had already gone out to the car park, and that she the judge came into her path in a hallway in the hotel, and she claims that he pinned her down and sexually assaulted her again. These claims have been denied by the former judge. The case is, I suppose, still at a relatively early stage. I mean, we don't have any trial date or anything like that set. Yeah. What we have, or what is being dealt with by the court at the moment, is an application from the former judge to have the case struck out. Now, he was a sitting judge in Kerry for many, many years. Retired in 2018 at the age of 66. He had actually applied for an extension to his contract so he could stay on for another year, but this was refused. In the statement of claim in this case, the plaintiff has said that she became acquainted with the judge because she had been before his court on a number of occasions in the decade, I suppose, leading up to these incidents, or these alleged incidents at the hotel. He's come out quite strongly in affidavits he's filed as part of this motion. First of all, he describes the case as a vexatious claim, and he says he believes that it's malicious, ill-motivated, and entirely unfounded. And he said that never at any stage had he inappropriately touched the plaintiff. his legal team have made a number of procedural objections, I suppose, to the case progressing. I can get into those, Jerry, if you want. It's a little bit technical.
It's just I suppose a brief synopsis of it, Shane, is that they feel that the case, you know, hasn't been validly brought, hasn't been properly maintained, dates were missed. There was something about an incorrect address that it was posted to. So they're asking the court to strike it out because of, even aside from how the judge feels and what he's vehemently denying, they're saying, look, this case was brought in all the wrong ways and not properly constituted, so we want you to strike it out. That's a fair summation, is it?
Yeah, that might be pushing it a little bit. I think the main point here, or one of the main points anyway that was made, it relates to the authorization that was issued by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. So if you're taking a personal injuries claim, you have to go to the Injuries Board first, regardless of whether, you know, they would ever conceivably deal with the case. And this isn't the case they would deal with, but you still need the authorization. And it's basically claimed that the correspondence was sent to the wrong address. So the address provided by the plaintiff was incorrect, and it was returned, you know, having not been accepted at the address it was sent to. And I suppose Judge O'Connor's side says that, look, the solicitors for the plaintiff here, that they knew about this, they were informed about this back in 2023, and nothing was done to rectify the situation. And as a result, the application to PIAB was a nullity. So, you know, it's a procedural ground, really, that has been taken, I suppose, at this stage to try and stop the case in its tracks. So it'll be interesting to see what the court does.
That was going to be my next question to you, Shane. My final question, where does it go from here? And in as much as you can say the timelines for all of this, the first decision will have to be whether, and these details came out yesterday because of that application from Mr. O'Connor to have the lawsuit stayed or struck out. When do we expect that, perhaps, maybe, and when things will progress from there?
Yeah, so the judge said he was going to reserve his judgment, and he said he hopes to have it within this legal term. So we're talking about, you know, by sometime in March. So it should be quite soon that we know. In fairness, it's you know, there's not a huge amount of issues in the application, so it should be one that a judge can rule upon, you know, in a relatively short period of time.
Okay, Shane, listen, thanks very much for taking us through all that yesterday, what happened yesterday in the High Court, but thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
No problem.
You do, Shane Phelan, who's from Ballyvonion, of course, legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent, reporting on that.